So for the last few weeks, we've been having a party and it's been great. And this last Sunday, it was just a beautiful day as we have been working our way through this kind of festival of our anniversary. And we packaged 10,000 meals. We did all kinds of really important things together. And you know what? We're still going. Yeah. More stuff to do. Well, hello, everybody. This is Pastor Burkloud with your Sunday forecast. I hope you're doing great. Now, this Sunday coming up, we'll start a brand new worship series called What We Can Do. Now, this series invites us to look beyond our limitations and discover what's possible when we place our trust fully in God in all areas of our life, including our financial life. Now, too often, and you know, I know it right now, it's so hard and it's easy to kind of focus on, oh, well, we can't do that. And well, this is no, there's this limitation and that can't be done. And, you know, so there's a lot of things that oftentimes really feel out of reach or are too difficult. But, you know, God has a way of surprising us, even in the smallest and the biggest ways. So through the smallest and biggest acts of love and faithfulness, generosity, and thanksgiving, those things matter. And they, you know, they accumulate. Sometimes it gives us an opportunity to kind of shift gears or to kind of refocus or to wake up to some things or even to be creative and innovative about, well, what we can do is this. And that certainly is the history of our church. We have been adapting and working through things in lots of different ways for 150 years. And, you know, still have that work to do in front of us. So this week, our finance chair, Linda Buzinski, who is a lovely person, will bring the message. I was talking to her as we were kind of reflecting on this next part of our work in front of us and having our stewardship campaign and other things. And just as I was talking to her, the more she said, well, I'd like to say to the congregation this, and I would like to kind of offer that. And so I said, you want to preach? You know, and the more that we talked about it, it was really clear that Linda would be a great person to begin this series of messages. And certainly I'll be saying some things. We'll have other folks kind of speaking to us about their life of faith. So this Sunday, though, we will be reflecting on the widow's offering in Mark 12, and Linda will be preaching with that. It's a passage that invites us to think about generosity and trust, not in terms of how much we have, but in how willing we are to give from the heart. And so here's a reading from that that we will be using on Sunday. This is from the Common English Bible. Jesus sat across from the collection box for the temple treasury and observed how the crowd gave their money. Many rich people were throwing in lots of money. One poor widow came forward and put in two small copper coins worth a penny. Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I assure you that this poor widow has put in more than everyone who's been putting money in the treasury, and all of them are giving out of their spare change. But she, from her hopeless poverty, has given everything she had, even what she needed to live on. It's a incredible story. It's a powerful story, one that reminds us that in God's eyes, the measure of the gift is in the spirit behind it. Sometimes the greatest things we can do, the greatest things we can do start with where we are, with an open hand, with a willing heart, with an act done in faith, and builds from there. So we are, you know, be working our way through that this Sunday. Linda's going to bring a special message. I'm really excited about her doing that. We'll also have our drumming group, Lover Drummers. I'm so glad we've been able to kind of renew that ministry and kind of get them back to providing joyful music. So they'll be doing that this Sunday. And after we worship, there's cupcakes, right? So we'll have special 150th anniversary cupcakes as we kind of like wrap up our month-long season of anniversary celebrations. So you definitely want to stick around. There'll be special cupcakes for folks with gluten sensitivities and also people that love extra gluten like me. You know, we'll have cupcakes together. So you got to come for that. So come and join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. For in-person or online worship. We make this available on YouTube and Facebook. Unfortunately, we don't have cupcakes that will work online. I don't know how to fix that. So let's keep looking forward together, trusting in God's vision for what we can do. And let's gather together this Sunday at Sterling United Methodist Church. That's all the time we have for this week. God bless you. Take care of yourself. Look, if you want to know more, check us out at sterlingumc.org. If you want to see some things about our series, you can go and use the /can. Listen, God bless you, and I'll see you on Sunday.